its own time. So every one of the lives in you might have eternal life.
Be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world. The people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the night and does not come toward the light, so that his works may not be exposed. But whoever loves the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Some ask me the question, I'm not sure should they answer. Because the serpent is a symbol of evil spirit, right? The serpent is a symbol. But why God used the serpent to heal the Israelite people? It's wonderful, eh? It's a good question. I don't know how to answer. But what I can say is, God made use of all things to help people. Even though the symbol of the evil spirit, a serpent, can heal us. Jesus is bigger than the evil spirit. So even don't be afraid. I think this is my answer. But then John used the word lift up the serpent. Lift up. Exactly. Jesus on the cross, he first nailed on the cross, lying down. And then the whole cross of lift up. When I was a child, I thought the cross is there and they put Jesus up there and nail there. It's too difficult. Just lying down. Nailed there and lift up. And Jesus says, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Now this is the point. Is just watching is enough to save us? Of course not. We have all the rosary beads, we have all the crosses everywhere. Can you save you? Yes and no. If your heart is not converted yet, be careful. We need to change. Metanoia is a Greek word. Change of heart. We need to be changed. That's why Nicodemus was asking Jesus how we can be saved. You know, then Jesus said, you have to be reborn. Then he said, I'm so old, how can I be reborn? So Jesus, Nicodemus, you're so old now, you don't understand. Reborn means in the Holy Spirit. Reborn in the Spirit of Christ. But many times you say, we're human being. It's difficult to follow Jesus so close. We keep all the spaces for us to do what we like. So at times, we try to do some practice. We go to church regularly. We say a morning and evening prayer. Even so, rosary. So we presume we are saved. Is it so? Not yet. If your heart is still someone you cannot forgive, if what you're doing things not for the sake of the Lord, but to be praised by people, we are not converted. Conversion is live exactly what Jesus is living on earth. This is a conversion. To be another Christ. How can we be another Christ? First of all, the Word of God. It's there in our soul. It's over there. But many times, we don't allow ourselves to meditate on it. We're too busy. That's a problem. We're too busy, have no time. We're just hurrying everything. Even say the rosary in a hurry. Moment of pause. And first of all, when you learn all those type of different prayers, now today, the church is promoting all the different kind of prayers, or we call Lectio Divina. First of all, you have to be in silence and repeating the Word of God slowly, either by yourself or small group, phrase by phrase, word for word, and then let it sink in. It helps. If you have no time, at least by intention, tell Jesus, you want to follow him. You want to be close to him at least. If you have this desire, you will have this grace. So everybody's different way of living. I live here. I'm not a monk. I don't live like the monks in Trappist Monastery. They got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and say the morning prayer, meditation, until 7 o'clock, the mass. Imagine, I was still sleeping. Holiness, of course, for them, it's a long time of prayer. For me, I have to get up earliest, latest, 6 o'clock. Different, maybe you, 5 o'clock, 5:30. Different, it's just better. Important that we do the will of the Father. That's absolute important. You, me, just do in your heart, it's telling you, be sincere, patient, and be simple. And that's how we can follow Jesus step by step. Be as simple as Jesus. This morning we meditate on the diary of Sister Faustina. And Jesus is teaching her the way for perfection. Simple way. We learn from the Blessed Sacrament the simple widespread sign. Simple. And Jesus is that simple. Jesus always listening. Only that we don't talk to him. He is listening. We learn to listen. Listen. If you don't have a quiet heart, how can you listen? If you don't have real love, how can you listen? You cannot. Many times, with no patience, because you said, you told yourself, I'm so busy. After I finish my thing, then I have time, I have space to listen to you. This is self. Jesus is not like that. He's always ready, open his heart for all people, all, no exception. We too. That's why Jesus asked when the last things, I give a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. The way Jesus loves us is a simple way, a patient way. These two words, a key word. Simple. We complicate so many things and thought Jesus is so complicated. This is nothing. It's nothing complicated. This is so simple, so direct. Love is love. Whatever you tell him, he accepts all. Many times where you're so used to judge, so used for self-protection, that we don't have this open heart to listen to our friends. We are always yearning that they care for you, stay with you, and we left up this courage to stay with them because it might disturb your program. That's a simple way. When we say, when Jesus lifts up, it's a sign, his true love, unconditional love for people. When we say we look up this Christ, it's that we want to, not yet, arrive at that perfection. But we are all called for this perfection, as Jesus did say, be perfect as God the Father is perfect. So don't make discount of the word of Jesus. Jesus, you have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect, and it's possible. But many times we say, even to imitate Mother Teresa is difficult. Even imitate Loyola of Ignatius of Loyola is difficult. How can you imagine to follow, imitate God the Father? Even imitate Jesus is difficult. But Jesus says, it is possible. Whatever the word of God is the word of God. 100% true. First of all, we have to believe we are all called for this kind of perfection as God the Father is perfect. Believe that first. Secondly, you have to tell Jesus you want to. Even maybe on the day of your death, at deathbed, your level might be only 20%. Jesus doesn't count how much you did, but how much you make an effort. Some people, when they study, they just only 5% effort, they can have 90% perfection. But some people, when they study, do their studies, 90% effort, only 5% results. Jesus is not seeing the results. He's just how much you work. So many times your parents, you will tell your children, Don't tell me that you got 190 marks and then because you're good. You didn't work hard. Just thank God that you have this talent, this memory. You work only 5%. You're not satisfied with your child. He can be better. On the other hand, don't tell him, how come? Only 5%, only 5%, only 5 marks, wow. He did his best, or she did his best. He used 90% of his energy. We are the same. Don't count the success. We count the effort. When you have the desire, you have the grace. Jesus is always giving us the grace, necessary grace, to go to that perfection. Look up means prayer. Look up means don't look down. When you look down, you go to the body. It's a symbol. Open up the spirit. We have body and spirit. That's a problem of our body. Eve took this apple. Maybe she was hungry. Body. Spirit. Her heart tell her, don't take that. God won't be happy. But then she deal dialogue with the death, the serpent. Cannot. Perhaps, you see, temptations comes in too. Be straightforward with the Lord. That's why Jesus says, yes and yes. No and no. No argument. The final words, we have all to follow the word of God. So it's a simple way of living this sanctity, this perfection. On a day-to-day basis, change your heart first, not expect change of the others. You never succeed. This is not your work. This will take years for you to convert. How can you expect your friend just in 2 days be changed? Humble. So that two words, patience with yourself, patience with others, but live as Jesus would live. Jesus is always open. Jesus on the cross, his hands nailed. He cannot move his hand. That means an open hand. Jesus always accepting. Jesus won't deny any person. Believe that. So we are all following Jesus. Look up his cross and tell Jesus, you want. First, you want to. The desire, very important. Very important, you want to. That's where the grace comes in. When you want to, you will look after all the opportunities. If you don't want, even comes in front of you, you're aware of it. You desire, want, humble, we are nothing. We need God's help. Simple. Don't think too many reasons. Many times when we try to do something good, and then all the stupid reasons come at the back. Might be perhaps not, might be this, but not. Or the last time experience, or this, and this, and going back, straightforward. Simple. Patience. Keep have these two words in these seasons of the last period of Lent. Learn from Jesus. He is very simple. He smiled to all of us. He's really opening his hand. So as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So Jesus himself is a new image of healing. So look at us, his forgiveness, us, his grace, to as close like him to God the Father, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.